Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
Good, thanks. You know, I wanted to talk to you about an article that I read recently that talked about malware purveyors exploiting web vulnerabilities in AppleInsider.com, Lawyer.com, and some other sites. Can you tell me a little bit more about this attack?
Sure. This is a cross-site scripting attack, and it's perhaps a little bit different than some. The bad guys are hiding malware links inside URLs of trusted websites. So what happens is that you look at it and it says, you know, www.lawyers.com/find-a-lawyer/, and it goes on. And then there's this weird stuff that really shouldn't be in the link. Like there's percent signs and hexadecimal characters. And you can actually see the words in one example, Christina Aguilera anorexic. You know, if you're looking to find a lawyer, Christina Aguilera anorexic doesn't belong in the link at all. And so the problem is that the websites like Apple Insider, Lawyer.com, and there were many, many other websites that had the same problem, need to be filtering out certain types of links so that when you go to their website, it's not going to redirect you or cross-site script you to another website. But because there are many sites that don't do the kind of filtering that they need to, the bad guys, especially the ones that are trying to install fake antivirus software or sell you fake antivirus software, are exploiting this problem.
So do the users have to do anything in particular to get the malware on their computer, or can they become infected just by visiting the page?
You know, it depends on the type of attack, actually, because these types of attacks can do a variety of things. In some cases, if a user doesn't have their system patched properly, they can get infected just by, you know, putting that link into the browser and hitting enter. Now, there are zero-day vulnerabilities where even if a person's fully patched, they could still get infected that way. However, there are generally workarounds. Like currently at the time that we're talking, there's a vulnerability in an Adobe product, Adobe Acrobat. And if you're not patched and have a default configuration, yeah, potentially that could lead to a site that has a PDF that will open automatically in your browser and infect your computer. Right. But if you've disabled JavaScript in the Acrobat Reader, which I always recommend doing, that attack, that vulnerability is neutered. It's not going to affect you. In almost all cases, a user has to do something to get infected. Typically, these sites are going to show a scan of your computer. It's not a real scan, it's a fake scan. Say that you're infected and you need to buy the software. And until you open and run a file or agree to buy the software and install it, you're fine. It might be difficult to close the browser window because they put little tricks in there to try to force you to buy their software, but you can always go to Task Manager and kill the Internet Explorer process, the Firefox process, Chrome, Safari, whatever browser you're using. So normally a user has to take additional action. They're typically not going to just get infected by following the link.
Now, what can AppleInsider.com, Lawyer.com, some of the other sites do to help better protect their web pages from these type of attacks?
They need to invest in training their web developers to understand the various types of security precautions that are required in creating a website and maintaining a website. They need to send these people to security training because it's a lot more than just having a visual appealing website. It's a lot more than having a functional search capability in your website. There's a lot of very detailed security processes and steps that need to be taken to maintain a safe website. And so you have to invest in education.
Well, Randy, as always, good advice for our users to help keep themselves safe, as well as for the websites and what they can do to better protect us. If you have any additional questions, you can email Randy at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.